Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Arise and shine, for your light has come. You take your torch and go light your word. Make a toast for a shining day. Because I go be by your side. I'm your girl, never fail. I walk in time, and today is your time. So get up and smile. Come on and smile. If you say,
our first song for the week coming from a talented and gifted artist from out of Gambia, Africa, and he goes by the name of Emmanuel Anderson. And that was one of his latest single entitled Aseda. You know, Emmanuel is not new to ministry. He grew up in it. His parents were missionaries and they would travel all over Africa preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he can recall times when they were beaten bloody because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We in the West has it good, man. You know, we do not know what real persecution of the church looks like. You know, but I'm telling you, their faith is just strong and grounded in the kingdom, man. And, you know, to see what they go through, what they have to endure, you know, weekly, daily, it's just amazing. You know, many of us have not been killed for the gospel. Our churches and our homes have not been burned down for the gospel. So, you know, people in Africa, they take this thing really serious, man. And so we need to do the same. We need to follow in their footsteps. But brethren, Emmanuel Anderson. Sound like one of us. Like, he sound like a Bahamian. But you guys just keep up the great work down that way, man. I love what you guys are doing. I love the great music. I just love it, man. Keep up the great work. All right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted artist. Man, he embodies a believer, and he sacrificed a world of professional sports, personal glory by being obedient to the Lord. He's glorifying and uplifting the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in that obedience now in the community, in the nation, and in the world. What a great brother. Such a remarkable change of assignment, a temporary career on the ball diamond to a life of blessed ministry and service. And man, are we so happy about that. An amazing journey. Look at God. Wow, all about God. Our internationally popular and internationally loved good brother, Mr. Todd Delaney. Todd, welcome, bro. How are you?
Mike B, it is good to hear your voice, and I'm doing wonderful, man. Just excited to be back with you again.
Hallelujah.
Hey, what's up, Todd, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, I see you've been doing a lot of things, been doing big things. You've been impacting people all over the world, man, you know. Tell us, what you got planned? You know, I'm sure it's going to be a phenomenal.
First off, landlord, it is good to hear your voice. It's good to, anytime we get a chance to sit down, it's always a riot. So I'm looking forward to more of the same right now. I got a lot up my sleeve, but now we're hitting the world with a song called No Weapons that I really believe is already blessing the world, but I believe it's really going to hit every continent in a way that is really special. And then I'm working on a few, you know, business ventures that I really think are going to impact the world. One of them is a homeschool baseball academy that I kind of just put my hands into because my son is homeschooled and training to become a professional baseball player. And through training him as a homeschool student, I found out that there were many homeschool students that were looking for a trainer. And so through that, I've launched a school here in Illinois called the Homeschool Baseball Academy. And we just teach kids the ins and outs of baseball, the mental approach to baseball, and just speed training, everything, just the overall of what you need to become a successful baseball player. And I'm looking forward to whatever God does.
That's awesome, man, you know, but I just love to see the way that you are just emptying yourself, either through music or through sports in the young people, man. You know, kudos to you, man. I'm really, really proud of you, bro. Real talk.
And Todd, you just keep the great music coming, man. That goes without saying, man. I mean, just people listening and they know your song, No Weapon, man. It's blessing and ministering to people all over. The background singers sound great, too. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I really have a high hopes for this song, you know, because of a couple of different reasons. Like, one, it's the word, and the word always works. But then also, it's just the song itself. Like, I really feel like the melody is going to catch fire in every continent. I think that people all over the world are going to cry out and sing it over their families that nothing formed against them will prosper. Like, it doesn't matter what the enemy throws your way. Come hell, come high water, it does not matter. God has released promises over us that we're protected, and that there's nothing that can stop us. And so this song, I believe, is at the right time, and I believe it's going to be effective.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, it's just a manifest presence of God, man. And No Weapon, as your follow-up single to your former number one song, is working with Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Both are from your ministering album, The Journey Live, man, and congratulations on all of that, man. Good
deal, man. Thank you, Mike B.
yeah, you're very welcome, man.
For real, man, you know, Todd, you always work in excellence, man, and you just know how to just usher in the presence of God through worship, man, you know? Good stuff, bro. Todd, there is a fan of yours. He is from Uganda. He is a radio host and a DJ, and he goes by the name of DJ Ditty256, and he has a question for you.
Shalom, praise the living God. Yeah, DJ DT256 is my name, and I'm from Africa, Uganda, and I'm working with Magic 8M. What inspired you to do the song Pulling Me Through, and did you expect Pulling Me Through to be your breakthrough release upon the Billboard Gospel Album charts?
Oh, what a question, DJ Diddy. Pulling Me Through was the first song that I ever wrote, that I ever wrote for the Lord. And so I wanted to share my story of how I made it over from playing professional baseball to serving the Lord. A lot of people thought that I had lost my mind by leaving behind such a lucrative career for an uncertain one. And so I just needed God to make sure he held my hand and got me through that process. And that song came from me coming over from playing baseball to serving the Lord. And I was just asking God, God, you got to get me through it. And he did. So out of that was my testimony. God, you pulled me through and you wouldn't let me fall.
Wow. Makes sense. Yeah. Pull me through. Hallelujah.
Real. You know, Todd, I always love that song, man. And just hearing this story give me a better appreciation for that song, man. You know, real good stuff, man. You just keep writing those wonderful songs. Keep impacting the world, man. We appreciate you right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we just wish you all the best.
No. Fire through the flood, through the valley, through the mud.
I won't worry,
and I won't fear now.
I won't fear.
Every hand, come on, say it. Whatever's trying to come against you, you tell them, say it.
And when I think that I
it won't work. Todd Delaney is worshiping and giving God glory with his single recording, No Weapon. It's the latest single from his latest worship album, titled Journey Live. There's nothing like praising and worshiping God, and though we go through all kinds of different challenges and rough times, part of life, we keep the faith and keep looking forward and up. As we head toward the end of the year, getting closer to 2025, keep holding on and keep believing. It's going to be all right. And we want to thank the gifted and anointed Todd Delaney for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, Brother Todd is a soldier in the army of the Lord, bruh.
Mike, Todd Delaney is just a cool dude, a very gifted dude. This guy has been doing it for years, and it's always great to have him right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is an artist all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. He's a bishop, he's a pastor, and he goes by the name of Bishop Gerald Silver. Check out his latest song entitled, I Am Abundantly Blessed.
Out of Raleigh, North Carolina's Freedom Temple Church is Bishop Gerald Silver, along with the amazing ensemble choir. And they're sounding so good in the neighborhood with I Am Abundantly Blessed. Landlord, whether somebody may consider them big or small, I believe all blessings from God are huge. And I'm forever grateful. Praise God.
That was the esteemed senior pastor of Freedom Temple Church, Bishop Gerald Silver, from Raleigh, North Carolina, sending a message of faith and joy through his music. With his latest single entitled, I Am Abundantly Blessed. You know, this feel-good anthem is a testament to the bishop's unwavering devotion to the Most High. Great music, Bishop. Keep up the great work, man. Keep that music coming. Continue to do what you're doing for the kingdom, man. Great stuff, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, going to a new school, you're in a new marriage, or a new job. When we begin something new and important change, it can be something. But remember, progress is impossible without change.
Most definitely, Mike, you know, change is a part of life, and there cannot be no form of success without some changes in our daily lives. Good word, Mike. Thank you, man. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Todd Delaney, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang with us every week. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a very talented, gifted gospel artist from out of Canada, and he has Caribbean roots, and he goes by the name of Kevin Adams and the Voices of Praise with their latest single entitled Closer. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Let's go. No more searching for my identity. No more longing for someone to set me free. You're always there, calling out to me. I open my heart and let you in. Hey, you're the living. You're the living water. You're the well that never runs dry. I heard you calling and I came running. All I ever need is you. All I wanna be, nearer, just a closer walk with thee. My heart's desire, I need you closer. Lord, draw me closer. Lord, draw me. Only have your spirit in me. I know that it's your face I'm seeking. No need for singing to live. With you in my life is secure. You're the living. You're the living water. You're the well that never runs dry. I heard you calling and I came running. All I ever need is you. All I wanna be, nearer, just a closer walk with thee. I need you closer. Lord, draw me closer. Lord, draw me closer. Just a closer
Mindful of your words. Help me welcome the Music and Arts Global Mass Choir, live in London, featuring Blanche.
Hallelujah.